Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time to play the feud. 10,000 Americans were asked, what's your favorite Disney movie? There are 10 answers on the board. Amy, we rolled the dice. You go first. What is America's favorite Disney movie?
I'm going to go Lion King.
Show me Lion King. That is the number one answer.
Oh.
1 point.
Dang, I need more points than that.
But you still keep it.
Okay, is Frozen Disney?
Is that your answer?
Frozen.
Show me Frozen. Number 6.
Ooh. Okay. What about Aladdin?
Aladdin. Number 2. So far you have 9 points.
Snow White.
Show me Snow White. Number 9.
I don't know if this person's Disney. That's what's hard. Aladdin?
All right, she already said Aladdin.
Oh, boo.
You should do the Sharpie thing Bobby does.
Yeah.
Cross it out.
Yeah.
What Lunchbox.
Give me Beauty and the Beast.
Show me Beauty and the Beast. Correct. Number 3.
Oh, yeah, let me go down under the sea, a Little Mermaid. Ariel. Isn't that her name? Ariel?
Just stick with Little Mermaid.
Show me Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's a great one.
Wow.
Okay.
That's my wife's favorite of all time.
Eddie.
Okay, let's see.
Over to you. There are 5 answers on the board.
This is where it gets tricky because it's Pixar Disney, so... let's go with... Oh, no one has said Cinderella. Let's put Cinderella in there.
Show me Cinderella.
That was my next guess after Aladdin.
That's number 4 answer.
Whatever it's called.
Eddie, you got 4 points.
Okay, this is where I'm going to go. I have to go into Pixar. So give me Finding Nemo.
Show the guy Finding Nemo.
What?
Does Pixar not count?
All right, buddy. All I see is the question. They asked 10,000 Americans their favorite Disney movie. These are the answers.
That's where it gets tough.
Amy, back over to you. In the lead right now.
Cars.
Show me Cars.
Amy, that was a great answer.
That was a great answer, actually.
Pixar must not count.
Lunchbox.
Man, I don't even know any more Disney movies is the problem. Give me Pocahontas.
Ooh, good one.
That's amazing.
Show me
I've never seen it.
Pocahontas.
What?
That's it.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Yeah! Oh, baby, what a guess!
Wow.
What a guess! Oh, now I'm out.
Yeah, you're in trouble now.
Well, you were out even before that. So
I was out.
That's the good news.
I was out.
That was even an out guess.
That was an out guess.
Just repeating what you're saying.
I'm not repeating what he's saying. Disney. I don't even know if this is Disney. Dang. Give me Sing.
What?
The movie Sing?
Sing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Disney, though.
Okay, show me Sing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. No idea.
That's
Eddie,
called a punt.
This is the end of round two. So no, there's only three rounds. Okay. And the third round has got to be speed round. You only have 3 seconds to answer. Eddie?
Jungle Book.
Good one.
Show Eddie the Jungle Book.
What?
There are three answers left on the board. Five, seven, and eight. And they go from old school to even new. Okay, so it's all ages. There are three left. You have 3 seconds to answer it. Amy, you're in the lead with 18 points. America's favorite Disney movie. What you got?
Moana.
Show me Moana.
Good guess, Amy.
Lunchbox, you need one of these just to tie. Any of them will tie. Go ahead.
Give me... Tarzan.
All right.
Is that not a Disney movie?
I'm still in.
I don't know any more Disney movies, guys.
Show me... Tarzan.
I'm in.
Yeah, because you'll be in my heart. It's Disney.
I thought that was Jungle
that's
Book.
That's what I thought.
No, Jungle Book wasn't Phil Collins. You'll be in my heart.
Not bad. Okay. Yeah.
Eddie, you only have 4 points. You need, all three of these to win.
Okay.
So can you get one?
I have four written down.
Okay. What's your strongest one?
Gosh, I don't know because I'm not sure. None of the Pixars have hit.
Okay, we can't talk anymore. I need an answer.
Let's go with Alice in Wonderland.
Show me.
That's the old school one.
The old school one. Alice. He's pumping the crowd up right now.
Let's go!
In Wonderland.
I don't know what that is.
So, before we get to Amy's winning song.
Oh, I think your one on the bottom is it, Eddie.
What?
Bambi.
What Bambi would have been number seven, 1942.
Instead of Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, when I think of Disney movies, I think of Bambi.
That was a sad one, man.
Sure, yeah. Toy Story.
I have that, but...
1995.
Dang it.
And the new one was Soul. Oh. Amy is our winner, even though she guessed Aladdin twice in the same round. 18 points, and there she is. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need some advice. My boyfriend cannot stand to listen to your show. We've been dating for 2 years. I've been listening for 7. I feel like I'm part of the B team. I listen every day when I'm driving or going for walks or cleaning. My ex and I lived in Nashville for 4 years. Now I'm back home in North Carolina with my current boyfriend. He hates the show because it's associated with Nashville. I believe he's jealous because my ex still lives in Nashville. Yesterday, I tried turning on the show while we're driving. He told me I'm too obsessed with the show. I tried to explain to him that has nothing to do with my ex-boyfriend, but he just gets so annoyed and stops talking to me. What should I do next? I don't want to have to stop listening to the show. Thanks for any help. This has given me thoughts of breaking up.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Signed, Anonymous. Thanks for the email, and I agree. Break up.
Get rid
of him. That ex sounds like the winner. The guy back in town. He has an issue with your ex. It's not about us. I'm sure there are TV shows you like that he doesn't like, but he really hates that connection to your ex-boyfriend.
We don't even really talk much about Nashville, right?
But country music is here. Yeah, it has nothing to do with Nashville.
He knows she listened in Nashville with her ex-boyfriend, and like it, yeah.
This is a bigger issue than this show. He has problems with you and the relationship you had with your ex. I don't know why he's still so attached to it. I don't know what his gel. Does he have bigger muscles? Is he richer? I don't know what it is, but there's still something about that ex that bothers him. So you have to somehow find out what that pressure point is there and convince him that it's not real, that his fears, they are not real, that you are with him for a reason, and it's not going to be easy, but I think he's using the show as kind of a cover for what's really bothering him.
Yeah, I mean, are there other things that you do? Like, you have to think of, if it's this show, then, like, are there outfits you used to wear when you dated?
You can't eat hot chicken anywhere.
Right. Are there foods you used to eat? Are there shows you used to watch or places you used to shop? Like, then you'd have to cut everything out. Like, he's not being reasonable. The immature side of me would maybe put on an outfit that I had for years that I like and be like, can I wear this? I wore this once with my ex-boyfriend.
This show is just what he has decided to attach to your ex-boyfriend so he can still be angry at your ex-boyfriend without being angry at your ex-boyfriend and without being jealous of your ex-boyfriend. It has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, he needs to let it go.
Or no, she lets him go.
No.
He's not going to just let it go. You have to show him why whatever he's jealous of, that that's not a real thing. Again, it's probably, if I know dudes, the guy's better looking, richer, bigger muscles.
What?
One of them. That's what guys are jealous of. Guys are jealous of guys before them that had bigger muscles or that had more money. That's pretty much it. Otherwise, we're cool. Well, except for Caitlin, I'm jealous when she says any other guy's funny. And I'm like, oh, I wouldn't care if she was like, man, look at the abs on that guy. I'd be like, I know, I love it too. Yeah, I'd have no problem with that. But if she's like, isn't he funny? Wait, what?
Like, I'm funny.
That,
stop looking at other funny guys.
That's it. It's not even looking at them. Stop laughing at other funny guys. But there's something about your ex-boyfriend that he's jealous of. We just got to figure out what it is. Figure out what it is. You can fix it. You can show him why it doesn't matter. Keep listening to the show, even secretly. Treat it like contraband. You're not supposed to have it, but you probably do. You sneak it. Thank you, and let us know how it goes. All right, that's the mailbag.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
These are the five most fun facts Amy's found all week. Let's go at number five.
Number five.
So in 2014, a man from New Jersey was charged $3,750 for a bottle of wine after a waitress told him that it was $3,750.
Huh. Oh,
so he thought,
wrong.
Okay, $3,750, but no, $3,750.
Dang.
So and the restaurant didn't fix that?
Well, this is just a reminder to make sure you understand the price of what you're buying.
When I was working at Hobby Lobby, because again, money is such a sensitive thing, when you get, let's say somebody gave me a 20, but they, it only costs $9, so I have to give them 11 bucks back. You have to say all of that out loud. Okay, you're giving me a 20, I'm now going to give you $11 and change, so they can catch not only the money being passed over, but also what you're saying, so there is no mix-up.
The more accountability.
So we were trained. Yeah, I mean, accountability, yes, but just so they wouldn't miss it. So you're like, okay, and then 1, 2, 5, 12. Everything was set out. And I used to wait tables. I would never do that. Also, we didn't have wine that cost that much. I can't believe somebody spent $4,000 on a bottle of wine.
Ridiculous.
That's crazy.
I mean, obviously, it was a really nice restaurant, so that's probably just how they delivered. Like, all their wine was probably thousands.
Get you an SUV for $19.95.
Number four.
Speaking of money, Paul McCartney earned $7 million the entire time the Beatles were together, and he has earned more than $1.2 billion since then.
Ah! But I wonder if $7 million then was...
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Back in the 60s. $50 million now. Exactly. Or so.
But what is that? Is that from like his individual things or like royalties off of what
publishing
he did?
From the songs and everything? I mean, he's
so
live shows, too.
The longest living rock star.
People from the Beatles are dead?
Two.
There's only two left.
So then when someone dies off in a band and they split things, do those then get divided amongst the other?
The estate of the person still keeps it.
Oh.
So it's still split in force. Like John Lennon still goes to Yoko Ono because she has the estate.
Gotcha.
So even like when these all die, their kids, grandkids, they'll still be making all the money. That's
awesome.
As long
as they don't sell what's in the estate.
That's legit.
So it's split into fourths and that fourth continues to go wherever, however, until it's sold or it's split up into different parts.
Number three.
Talking to yourself in the third person can help relieve stress and anxiety. It improves your ability to manage your emotions.
That's so weird. Bobby would never do that because here's the thing. Bobby knows that stuff doesn't work.
Number two.
So Colombia now has a wild hippo problem thanks to Pablo Escobar because four of his pet hippos escaped following his death and they've spent decades multiplying. Fun fact from Pablo.
So four turned into a problem in like 50 years?
They like to have fun.
Yeah. There wasn't a wild hippo problem until this.
Hippos are pretty awesome looking.
Yeah.
They're massive. And don't be confused by the hungry, hungry ones. They're not nice.
No, they're very dangerous.
And can we talk about legit games from our childhood? You got Operation. Sure. If I'm making a Mount Rushmore, let's do it. You got Connect Four.
Love it.
Legit. Operation.
Yep.
Except a pencil, almost impossible.
The pencil.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time. So what you do is there, we found a way to like rig it where you could touch it and shut it down. You take the pencil out and keep going.
Smart.
Operation Connect Four. What was Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yeah.
Was a delight. And then if I were going to go the fourth game.
Battleship.
Ooh. You cheat in Battleship too easy.
What? By looking over?
No, by just not by moving.
What about Chutes and Ladders?
Too young.
Oh.
I felt like Chutes and Ladders was for like a five, maybe Monopoly.
Yeah, well, that's the
OG.
That
was like the older Edge. So I think that those are probably the Mount Rushmore of games played as a kid.
Yeah. I mean, they still play them now.
Number one.
So during World War II, this pilot named Jack Woolhams, he wore a gorilla suit while testing out a top secret aircraft so that any witnesses who leaked information about it, they wouldn't be believed.
Because there was a gorilla flying.
Right.
That's pretty funny. I'm looking at the picture now. It's a gorilla in like a Charlie Chaplin hat.
Oh, okay.
He put a little
That's
like,
funny.
Charlie, yeah.
That's so
okay,
funny.
You saw what, Henry?
Oh, yeah, right. Tell him. Tell him what you saw. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty smart.
Fun Fact Friday.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this family moved into a new home. It's like a husband, a wife, 6 kids. And they got to know their neighbor when he showed up to introduce himself. He's 82 years old. And his wife had passed away a few months before. They realized like, oh, man, we could invite him in. Let's invite him over. He's now become like a grandpa to them. The kids call him Uncle Paul.
That's quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Real quick.
Did they give him a background check?
I was about to say, better to do one of those.
Their bond, the neighbor bond, yeah. Reminds them of a Maya Angelou quote. Family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs.
I'm sure he's super appreciative that his wife died and there's a new family over there that lets him hang out. I bet you get lonely. Yeah, so that's a great story.
He's
but it just
there.
Generally, though, I wouldn't let people in your house unless you know them.
Did you guys ever have, like, family friends that you called aunts and uncles that weren't really related to you?
Yes.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
No, I did.
My psychic cousin isn't my blood cousin.
She's not?
Wait.
You're
what?
Not related to her?
She grew up my cousin.
That's the part where, like, that ain't real.
Her mom was my Aunt Lisa. Her mom and my mom were best friends.
Okay.
So you're not related to her at all?
No, but her mom has always been Aunt Lisa.
Oh, I thought she was your real cousin.
Been my cousin. Crazy.
Wow.
She
mind is blown.
Family isn't always blood.
Okay,
it's
Maya,
people
hold
in
on
your
a
life
second.
Who want you in theirs.
I thought it was your cousin. It's a better story because it's your cousin.
She is my cousin.
No, she's just a random girl.
She's not a random girl. She grew up my cousin.
She's a friend.
Right. By blood. By not blood.
Yeah, no, she's a friend. A friend of blood is family.
right?
Oh my goodness.
Listen, wow. Whatever.
I've been cheated. You've lied to us this whole time.
Wow.
And we thought we knew.
Angelo also said I hate liars and cheats.
I feel as though I've revealed this before.
No, no. Wow, Amy's cousin's not even her cousin.
Okay.
What else
I think
they
that y'all have selective memory. Because I know I've said this before. Fact.
I would like
I'll find it.
A story about the adopted grandfather not to be lost.
That's true.
Hey, it makes me feel good. I love it.
That's Paul. Right.
But how about this? Tell me something freaking crazy. Amy lied to us.
I didn't lie to you. I have shared this before.
Nah, you have not.
Why?
No, that's, I hate to say it, but that's what it's all about.
The shout out to the Caraballos.
Yeah, you tried.
That's the family.
Hey, you tried, and you also tried to fool us. That one you did, though.
I didn't.
All right, thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good. The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So we've talked before about the five-click trick on an iPhone. Like if you're in an emergency situation, you just hit that big bar on the side of your phone five times, and it will alert 911 for you.
Not only have we talked about it, you did it.
Yeah.
On accident.
SOS, straight here from the studio.
Yeah.
And it's scary, but I think I've mostly talked about it in cases in which women feel threatened and they need to have their finger. Like if you're ever walking alone at night, they say, have your phone in your hand, have your finger on that button in case something happens. You can just boom, 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 do it. Well, this one guy was snowboarding and he ended up in a terrible situation where he was underneath a bunch of snow. And
it's
like
called an avalanche.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, he fell off, like, went off the cliff, and there was, like...
Well, so-called an avalanche.
Sure, like call it whatever you want, but he was in, like, the Swiss Alps Mountains or something, and he's 41 years old, and he said he's so glad he knew the five-click trick, because he was able to do it. His phone was wet, he wouldn't have been able to dial 911, and so he did it, and then 20 minutes later, emergency crews were able to find him.
I mean, that's cool and all, that he can get service there. In my house, I get, like, one bar. You guys underneath snow and some slip flop.
And in your bathroom.
And I get one bar in my living room.
He did, yes.
I got a five click to get a call to go through to Eddie. Click, 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 click. All right.
What's your emergency?
All right. Yeah, he lived.
Yes, he lived. Good. So it's an amazing story. Like a little Tell Me Something Good here and a PSA. So there's this girl in college and she's being harassed by three male classmates. She had evidence on her phone of messages and photos that were totally inappropriate that they would not stop sending her. Well, she submitted it to the school and they were just basically like given a warning. And she thought, how in the world? No, this is more needs to be done. So she tracked down these three guys' parents on Facebook.
That'll do it.
The mom specifically. Oh. And she sent the screenshots of what the boys had been sending her to all three moms.
I'm assuming the boys were sending like their body parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Scuba caught his ex-wife cheating on him, if this is, stop me if I'm incorrect, you had evidence and you sent it to her father.
Yes, I did, via email. Yeah, I had images of her in lingerie that she was using on a cheating website called Ashley Madison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you went to her. I mean,
savage.
That's
it's
the way
a little
to go.
Different, that, but
not really.
These are 18-year-old boys.
That's okay.
And she tracked down the
mom. I was like 23.
Yeah, so. The point is, you went to the parent, like the most wholesome, the thing that you feel most safe around, and all of a sudden they see your cha-chas. But,
they're not going to be happy about that.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's pretty close.
Scuba Steve is the husband. So anyway, she just said that some of her friends are like, wow, yes, go you, get the moms. Because, of course, the moms are upset, and now the boys get in trouble, but then other people were like, whoa, that's a little too far. So
I'm not too far.
Yeah.
That's too far. Send in your bing bings to the girl that doesn't want it. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Scott Anderson was driving with his 11-year-old son out in California in some terrible weather. Whoosh. The wind is blowing. It's raining. He loses control of the car off the side of the highway and boom, 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 boom. 500 feet down the side of a cliff. Boom, they land upside down.
What? Wow, they fell that far.
500 feet.
Yeah.
And 45 minutes later, an off-duty firefighter's driving by and he sees a broken mile marker sign. He's like, that's not right. Let me pull over and investigate. And he looks down and he sees the wreckage and he calls, you know, for emergency personnel. They bring a helicopter and they take a rescue. It takes 5 hours to get the guy and his son, only minor injuries.
I mean, think about a football field that's 300 feet, 100 yards, 300 feet.
Yeah.
And think about that downhill and you're falling the whole way. Gosh. That's like that plus more. And they lived. That's good. And then they've rescued her for 5 hours. Everybody's good?
Everybody's good. Minor injuries, but the rescue did take five. I mean, just imagine you're sitting there 45 minutes. No one's coming. No one's coming. And it takes 5 hours to get you out and only minor injuries. And you're sitting there with your 11-year-old son. What are you talking about? Hey, man. So we're just
probably, probably not that chill.
How's school?
Go yeah, 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 yeah.
You need to get your homework done.
All right. Great story. Thanks to those responders. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's a really big day for Amy because we're moments away from her singing with Ryan Hurd. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks. She has requested it. And they're going to sing. And I know it's a matter of time. And it's just, it's a great song. But what she didn't know was Maren is coming in with Ryan. Maren Morris, Ryan's wife.
It totally changes everything.
And they're together in that song.
It's pressure.
So we're going to perform in a second. She's been practicing on the show. But this is your daughter commenting on your singing?
Yes. I've been practicing in the car. And so she started talking. So I just hit record. And yeah.
What do you think of my practicing, my singing?
I don't know.
What do you think?
It's not as good as hers.
Oh, what do you think I need to work on?
The better voice.
Oh, dang.
She said it's not as good as hers. And then you need to work on a better voice. Yeah.
Right, which I have.
Hard to work
yeah,
on. Yeah, that's tough.
So,
a few minutes away from Amy and Ryan Hurd. Let's go over to the Morning Corny now.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper?
I don't know.
A physician.
Nice. Fizz. <That's so dumb.
laughs> That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Ryan Hurd.
Well, it's Ryan and a lot of, well, friends and wife. But Ryan, good to see you, buddy.
Hey.
Introduce everyone here on the stage.
Obviously, this is my beautiful wife, Maren Morris, who I got to work with last year doing Chasing After You and was a big part of putting my album out. And our second single I got to write with Maren and our friend Hardy right here. It's called Pass It On. So really thrilled to... I don't know, get to work with these. We've been writing songs together for a lot of years, so it's pretty fun to have a single on the radio with them.
And I assume, since again you have Hardy and Maren here, did you guys all write this song together?
Yeah, we wrote it with our friend Jordan Schmidt, and I think originally Pass It On was an idea for Maren's album. Then halfway through writing the song, Maren said, I don't think this is a song for me to sing. And so then
passed it on.
So then Hardy jumped in the vocal booth and he sang a version of it, and then it fell to the third artist in the room, which is me, and now it's on the radio. So what a story.
So that happened. So you guys were in a room to write for Maren. Was that kind of, Hardy, I'll ask you this, was that the goal at first?
I'm not really sure. I don't think we went in with any intention, I guess, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe one of you guys could answer that better than me, but I think we were honestly just in the room to write a great song that day.
Yeah. We're always sort of playing chicken because the three of us are artists and then Jordan is just there helping us out. We're like, who will this fall to? And I feel like it was an idea we brought in and we were saving for our write with Hardy, but then he was singing most of the day and I was just like, I feel like I hear a guy on this. And then, Ryan knocked it out of the park for this record.
Well, let's hear the song. Ryan Hurd, Maren Morris, and Hardy here to do Pass It On.
So good.
Great job, guys. Ryan Hurd, Maren Morris, and Hardy all here doing Pass It On. I mean, it's a great song, and it's also like a, you're right, it's like a good feeling song.
I hope so, man. I mean, there's I think it's just a great song to hear on the radio, man. We're really proud of it. There's a reason we wanted to start our album with it, and I'm really just, again, thrilled to have these two in the studio with me supporting, just because, you know, it's fun to do this with your friends.
Do you guys, and Maren, I'll ask you this, do you feel like since you wrote it, you're more invested and it's easier to sing on it? Like, it makes more sense?
I mean, this is my first Ryan Hurd single.
Oh, come on, see?
So I feel really special.
Maren sings on almost every song that I put out, so it's easy to, and also Chasing After You, so it's I don't know, she's my safety blanket, I think.
And Maren's record just came out, and your record's been out since the late last year, but, mm-hmm. And I'm not asking this anytime soon, but back in the day, George and Tammy, it was a thing where you would, the couples would do an entire album. Has that ever been talked about in your house?
Oh, like a soul to soul album?
Maybe, yes.
Maybe just briefly, because it's fun to
or an EP about, even, like a 5-song EP.
I love all the duets, though. Like, I think one of my favorite songs is like the Loretta Conway Twitty, You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Like that is my favorite thing about country music couples, like, or duets.
And Hardy, so who has been on every single duet in country music the last 5 years, congratulations, buddy, you're killing it. It's like, if there's a song, Hardy's on it now.
We got to vote for Hardy to be Songwriter of the Year at the ACMs this year, so, I mean, congrats to you, man.
Thank you, man.
We have the ACM Songwriter of the Year on this song, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, we're going to, speaking of wonderful, talented people, Amy's going to knock out her performance in a second. you're up to date, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. I've been following along.
Okay.
He's totally up to date. I don't know if Marin is, so that makes me nervous.
So this is what's happened. Yeah. A long time
ago. Well, I know it's coming, but just help fill me in.
A long time ago, Amy said, "Man, I think I actually sing the Marin part pretty good in Chasing After You."
That's not
guys.
What I
yeah,
said.
No, that's exactly
not
what you
said.
She said she sang in her car.
It's her wheelhouse.
I said I sing along in my car with Ryan.
It's in your wheelhouse.
But I'm not in the Marin wheelhouse.
No, I heard you do it.
Oh,
and
gosh.
You sang great. Mm,
thanks, Marin. So,
it's really low. Like, it's a low part.
Is it?
No pressure, but I've never, ever done this with anybody else except Marin.
See,
when
that's
she's not
the part
there,
that
I
makes me even... Now, now I'm way nervous, and I don't... especially with Marin here, I need people to know I'm not trying
do
to
you do the, like,
be Marin.
Listen.
Yes.
You have to do
okay.
Listen.
Yeah.
All right.
What
listen.
If we? What if Marin sat in your seat?
I might need a cue. No.
You
this
sat. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. My goal would be to make Marin proud, but also to know that, like, I am definitely not Marin. This is like just fun. This is like a yay, we get to do something.
Okay,
fun.
We're gonna do it next. All right,
nobody
guys, hold on.
See.
Okay, we're rambling. God. We'll come back in a second.
Yeah, but I don't need... Hardy's in here for the first time. I don't need him thinking that I think I can
she
sing.
She thinks she's a great singer. She wants you to write with her. She wants you to write with her, and she wants a career. So let us know if that can happen. All right, we'll come back next. Amy and Ryan Hurd. Nope. And finally...
Listen.
From her request...
I might need you to cue me in on that. Listen.
Okay, there we go. All right, back in a second. Back in a second. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's a party here today, and Teddy is going to play this, and Amy and Ryan are going to sing Chasing After You. Now, this is a massive hit for Ryan and Marin. We didn't know at the time when this was suggested by you, Amy, that Marin was going to be here to watch this.
Nope. Totally different story now.
Yeah. But this is all your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like over the years, we've been doing this 16 years or something, I've sang with some, I've had the opportunity to just have fun with it. And this is a song that I just love. Big fan of it from the beginning. I enjoy singing it in my car. So I maybe just mentioned it'd be so fun to sing it. I mentioned.
So here's what's happening. Amy, you should just really have fun.
I am.
Because if what she does, guys, once she's not on, which is hard for us to be on, we don't have your skill set.
No.
So once, then she starts to goof around and do like funny runs. We told her, commit to being serious. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm committed.
Okay. Amy, your thoughts before we hit this song. Got it. Nailed it. Ryan, your thoughts before we hit this song.
I've just been following the saga online for a while, so I'm really excited to do it. I've been thrilled that you've wanted to. That's very cool.
Hey, Teddy, would you mind playing the intro? Before we actually go through it, I want to show, and we'll show Amy where she needs to come in.
It.
Will you just play up to the part where, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, where that part. Yeah, just the intro. What
are we practicing? Which part?
When you
come in with the listen.
Right, because you'll finish the chorus.
We do the chorus, yeah.
Because he does it first, then you do the chorus, and then it goes back into that second verse.
Right.
If I may, there's no lick. We just say...
Oh, it just goes right into it. And you may.
Listen.
That's it.
Four and one.
See you. On the one.
Okay. I'll give you a big old head nod.
You know, Amy.
And then I follow you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Ryan Hurd and Amy.
Maren, can you give me a me, like a doe?
I really want to hear it.
What's my key?
I don't know the key.
Can I ask something? Whenever Ryan's doing his first verse, do you ever like, because sometimes Maren will just kind of like in the back, like when Ryan goes, like, then I wake up with you on my chest. Do I ever just be like, on my chest?
No.
No.
Not this time.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Be serious.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Here we go.
Are you staying there?
Am I staying here?
Where would you feel most comfortable?
You can take my seat.
You want right next to Maren?
Oh, do it. You have to be on the stage.
Yeah, that's a good point, Hardy. Why don't you sit
there? Maren is in between, like,
I think
okay,
Maren should sit in your seat.
Yeah.
And you should sit here.
Well, I suggested that. They told me I was an idiot.
All right.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, I'm going to be over here, so thanks for being
hilarious.
People say Hardy, look alike. We're gonna put it to the test. You should
harmonize. If I can find a harmony, I'll hop in.
Hardy's gonna harmonize with me.
I
just am gonna have to close my eyes, but also
does it feel like you're looking at Amy over here?
Yeah.
We get that we look alike all the time.
See, Maren said it.
Okay. Ryan, Amy, let's go.
Wish I could quit you, but it feels too good. If I could turn it off, you know I but something about you makes me think we could make it after all.
Yeah.
But I know, yeah, I know it's a matter of time till you walk back out of my life. Leave me standing here lonely, feeling like a fool. Every time you say we're done, you come back to the love you were running from. Don't know why, don't know why. But I do guess I love chasing after you.
Let's go to the experts here.
Okay,
guess what, Amy?
Yes.
Maren's up.
I feel like we're on The Voice or American Idol or something.
You're going to Hollywood.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ryan, what'd you think?
I thought she did great.
Yeah.
You made it.
To listen. Well, what's difficult is, I mean, I know y'all do this all the time, but like, I'm not hearing. You don't hear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't. So I'm just like, ugh.
You didn't say a sentence.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how they just perform without hearing themselves.
We can usually hear.
Hardy, your thoughts on Amy's performance?
I thought you did great.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Confidence. And do you feel that adrenaline rush right now?
Yes.
That's the best feeling about performing right
now. Like
there.
In the fifth grade, I was in a talent show and sang Amy Grant. And I felt in the fifth grade, though, like I didn't. Now I recognize I can't sing. In the fifth grade, I thought I still had a chance. Maren, you actually posted an old video clip of like you as a kid talking about your, well, I don't know how old you were in fifth grade, but you're talking about how your album came out and you go get it. And I was like, that was me. Like I wanted to sing. I sang at church, did all the things. So this is just something fun for me. I know I can't sing.
All right. Let's put Maren back in the big kid chair.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Ryan, great. Maren, Teddy, Hardy, great show, and that's awesome. All right, we good, guys? Amy, you did great.
Thank you.
Amy.
We'll have weeks to talk about this and relive it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there they are, the crew. Thank you, guys.
Bones.
Mike, how does this game work?
The loser has to pick a cup here on the table. One of them has sour cream. The other four have yogurt. And you have to eat the whole thing.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
So so you have a 20% chance you have to eat a full cup of sour cream.
20% chance.
A bite.
No, a bite. That's easy. And I don't even like sour cream. Okay. So, or I'll let you negotiate when you're up to it. Oh, we can actually negotiate something too. Okay, so it's yogurt or sour cream. The loser of the last draft has to do this. The draft was our favorite bald people, and in number one was Raymundo.
Yeah!
Nice job, Ray.
You.
Also, not last, Bobby. Oh.
Good job.
Thank you. By the way, Ray had The Rock, Bruce Willis, and Mike Tyson with the big win.
Good job.
I had Kenny Chesney, Michael Jordan, and Eddie.
Nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Probably saved you, dude.
He didn't say thank you, but you're welcome. The next person, not in last place, Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah, eat it! Eat it!
The what?
Eat it!
Sour cream?
I'm nervous. Yeah.
There are only eat two that. People up for this, because Eddie didn't play.
Correct.
Morgan and Amy are up to eat the cup. Morgan, you can eat that, right?
Yeah, I can eat that.
Morgan's vegan.
Vegetarian.
So Morgan had Samuel L. Jackson, Pitbull, and John Travolta.
Bad list.
Amy had Vin Diesel, Mr. Clean, and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, no. It's Amy.
Uh-oh. It has to be Amy.
It's got
to
be Amy.
They were separated by less than one percentage point.
Okay.
Morgan?
Yeah?
You're safe.
Yeah! Oh, no.
All right, Amy, we have a big table set up. Mm-hmm. Now, let's not look in the cups quite yet. Can you tell by looking?
They all look exactly the same.
Okay, then you can look
in.
But don't smell.
That's key.
Hey, she's known to smell. Don't smell. Okay. Amy, I'll walk up to the mic, please. I will give you a couple options. You can either eat the whole cup of the one that you picked. There are five cups up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can eat three big bites, but you have to pick two cups.
Oh, I like that.
That's better, Amy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's definitely better.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Okay.
Three big bites.
So you have to go full spoon in. It's got to be a good spoonful. Are you ready? Which cup would you like to pick first?
Okay, I'm going to go with cup number three, please.
All right, get you a big bite there.
Okay.
Is it yogurt or sour cream? Big bite. There it is.
Is that big?
Don't smell it.
It's okay.
Because then it's not a surprise.
No, it smells the same. I honestly smelled
it's
it.
It's yogurt.
I have no
okay,
idea.
Go ahead. Uh-huh. That's a bummer. That's yogurt.
Honestly, I don't know.
What is it, sour cream?
Oh, you're
yogurt?
Good. That's yogurt. That one's yogurt.
Is it yogurt?
Yeah, you don't have to eat three bites. It's yogurt.
Oh. I love sour cream, though.
But she's no smelling.
Okay, no smelling. Okay.
You have one more cup to choose from. Is it yogurt or sour cream?
Okay. I'm going to go number four.
All right, three big bites. Here we go. I need big bites. There it is. Go. That's sour cream.
Oh!
One bite.
It is?
Oh, no.
It is?
Don't puke. There's one. Oh, she's shaking.
The depressing part is I'm just not going to be able to finish my coffee now.
Why?
Because I can't go from eating sour cream to coffee.
All right, sure second can. Big bite, Amy.
Oh. We're eating sour cream at like...
Go. Oh, okay. Oh.
Where's the trash can, Mike?
It's fine.
She loves sour
cream.
Because
I do. I love it. I'm eating it on a taco. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what you're...
Big bite. Last bite.
To picture it. Is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh.
Here she goes.
Okay.
Here she goes. And enter.
Eat it.
Oh,
eat
she's dry heaving.
Hold on.
Come on, Amy.
Eat it.
Oh, it's...
And there she goes in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, her shoulders are shaking.
Okay. I did it.
Swallow.
Oh, she's going to puke. She's now hunched over.
I did it.
Okay, there she is. Nice job, Amy. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Paulding County, Georgia. Two 21-year-olds were out, and they were talking like, hey, honey, remember how we always wanted to steal a school bus?
Honey?
Yeah, it was a guy and a girl.
Oh, okay.
It's a couple.
Oh, got it, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's their big dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, no, we shouldn't do that. Shouldn't do that. Couple more drinks. They're like, let's go get that school bus.
It's around like Bonnie and Clyde style. Yeah. I would think it would be two dudes. Okay.
2:30 a.m., they went to the little schoolyard, stole the school bus, and joyride. Woo, woo, woo. They lost control, crashed through a fence, and then neighbors held them down until police arrived.
Oh, then they got held down.
Shout out neighbors. Citizens arrest, sort of.
I wouldn't think that would be a crime that would need to hold someone down. Like, nobody died. Nobody got beat up.
Yeah, but they were clearly inebriated and
but you probably just take a picture of them with your phone and let them go and then get them the next morning.
Well, I don't know. You don't want them to get behind the wheel. They were dangerous. They crashed. They lost control of a school bus.
I mean, yeah, but a school bus, they're huge. I would lose control of a
exactly.
school bus.
Exactly. We're lucky nobody got hurt.
Okay. Yes, that I can agree with you with.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
That's it for here. We'll see you Monday right here on the show. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.